Actually, for us lawyers, it's a fascinating issue of separation of powers. Certainly the governor in his branch of government, the executive branch, can exercise whatever authority the governor believes that branch has, and then the legislative branch will do theirs. But, you know, the judicial branch, as some forget, although us lawyers don't, is a co-equal third branch of government. And there are many cases going over the authority and powers of the judiciary and the judges within that. And so, simply put, there is a separation of powers issue, and the courts, the judges, have authority to and a duty to operate their courts and to look out for the jurors, the participants, lawyers, everybody within their courtroom to protect the health and safety of those people. And so at this time, it certainly has not been taken away from the judiciary. If you read the governor's order, it does not specify the judicial branch. And so it is certainly reasonable for judges to execute their office of duty and their oath of office by protecting the people within their court. And if that includes masking, then that's a reasonable way to try to protect the people.
Judge Collier, in Harris County, as co-chair of the Judicial Task Force, how did Harris County address the governor's executive order? And if you could also tell us a little bit about how Harris County went from lockdown to being able to get the wheels of justice moving again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me here. I appreciate it. I do want to say that Judge Tillery had basically summed it up pretty quickly. And one of the ways that we've done it in Harris County in explaining to members of the bar and anxiety-filled jurors and clients, litigants that are before us, is to explain that the judicial branch, we have our own chain of command. And so when we look to our chain of command, we look at the emergency orders from the Texas Supreme Court. And the Texas Supreme Court emergency orders have really identified exactly what the trial court needs to do. And so in Harris County, we developed a program at NRG where we pick our jurors for jury selection. And all of the judges here in Harris County have played a significant role. I know, Don, you mentioned that I had tried one of the first. Judge Bo Miller actually tried the first in-person jury trial, and Judge Donna Roth and I tried the second and third at the same time. But what I want to say is up till now, the most recent numbers, we have had more than 310 in-person jury trials, and we've impaneled more than 20 grand juries. And we've done that by making sure that we can assemble in an area that allows for social distancing, where we require masks. And up until the governor's order that you referenced, we didn't have a lot of pushback. In fact, it was very rare. It was the moment in which that executive order came out that we started to have members of the bar, surprisingly, and also jurors that kind of balked back and tried to question whether or not they were required to wear a mask in the courthouse. And quite frankly, the Texas Supreme Court has given us the authority to do so, and the Attorney General opinion by Paxton that identifies that trial courts can impose control and authority just as we always have been able to do so.
Judge Crump, tell us what's going on in Travis County. Insofar as we had the lockdown and then things started to open up. And before you get to that, if anybody's got questions, put them in the chat, because we're going to address some topics here that I think everybody wants to know about. But if you got a specific question, put it in the chat. We tried to get judges from the major metropolitan counties in Texas to give us an overview on how each county does things. We certainly were not able to get a judge from all 254 counties. That would be a little cumbersome. But with that, Judge Crump, tell us about Travis County and how it has give us an overview of what it's done.
Absolutely. First, I'll begin by saying that beginning in March of 2020, judges from across the state really had very unique circumstances. Every courthouse is different in our state. Even the courtrooms within courthouses are different. And in Travis County, we had been residing in a almost 90-year-old building, and there were very few spaces that would have been large enough to have social distancing that would be necessary, the amount of space necessary to keep everybody safe. And so beginning in March of 2020, we decided to look to the Office of Court Administration, the guidance from the Texas Supreme Court, and to prepare our own procedures for remote